Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. It means it's a brand new opportunity. See, this is something amazing, and it all begins today. We also have brand new programming for the month of March. March is recognized for a lot of different things, including Women's History Month, Women's Empowerment Month. And because of that, we have a special guest that's joining us all this month for Conversations Daily News. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up, have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, but we also have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. You'll be hearing that every weekday here on Conversations Daily News. We have Musical Artist of the Week, Miley Cyrus. And in today's news you can use, you're in part of my conversation with lifestyle expert Ariel Hickson. You don't want to miss that as she shares some great spring tips. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with their Monday headlines. In Mississippi news, CoastCon 2024 attracts nearly 2,000 spectators to Mississippi Coast Coliseum. South Mississippi's longest-running multi-genre convention has returned to Biloxi. That's right, CoastCon is back at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum for year 46, featuring the best of gaming, science fiction, pop culture, and more. From Friday to Sunday, attendees had access to over 72 hours of panels, seminars, demonstrations, and workshops. This year's event also featured a lineup of 15-plus special guests, a costume contest, and dance party. CoastCon registration team says the event was off to a great start, although the numbers weren't as high as last year. We've had a lot of weekenders coming in to get weekend passes, which is really, really good, says Paula Fisher, head of registration. The popular convention has piqued the interest of nearly 2,000 spectators from across the country. While walking the vendor aisle, WLOX in Mississippi spoke with both new and returning fans of the con. With an incredible lineup of experts, panels, seminars, and interactive workshops, CoastCon offers a little something for everyone. In national news, Haley says she no longer feels bound by the GOP pledge requiring her to support the eventual nominee, says the Associated Press. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley said Sunday she no longer feels bound by a pledge that required all GOP contenders to support the party's eventual nominee in order to participate in the primary debates. The Republican National Committee had made the pledge a prerequisite for all candidates and nearly every major contender signed except for Donald Trump, the current frontrunner, who skipped the debate. When Haley, Trump's lone remaining major challenger for the nomination, was asked on NBC's Meet the Press whether she was compelled to honor that commitment, she said, "No, I think I'll make what decision I want to make," she said. She said the RNC is now not the same RNC as it was at the time of the debate. She also maintained that she has always said she had serious concerns about Trump, for whom she served as UN ambassador. The RNC is in the midst of major changes, with the chair, Rona McDaniel, set to lead the job. She was Trump's hand-picked choice to lead the RNC shortly after the 2016 election, but Trump now is poised to install loyalists atop the organization. He has announced his preference for North Carolina GOP chair Michael Whatley, a little-known veteran operative, to replace McDaniel. Trump also has picked his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, to serve as committee co-chair. Haley dismissed questions about whether she would drop out and eventually endorse Trump. "Right now, my focus is, how do we touch as many voters? How do we win?" she said. "I want the American people to see that you don't have to live this way. There is a path forward." In more national news, a Supreme Court decision could come today in a case about barring Trump from the 2024 ballot. A Supreme Court decision could come as soon as today in the case about whether former President Donald Trump can be kicked off the ballot over his efforts to undo his defeat in the 2020 elections, of the Associated Press. Trump is challenging a groundbreaking decision by the Colorado Supreme Court that said he is disqualified from being president again and ineligible for the state's primary, which is Tuesday. The resolution of the case today, a day before Super Tuesday contest in 16 states, will remove uncertainty about whether votes for Trump, the leading Republican candidate for president, will ultimately count. Both sides have requested fast work by the court, which heard arguments less than a month ago on February the 8th. In international news, U.S. says Israel has agreed to the framework for a Gaza ceasefire. Hamas must now decide, says the Associated Press. Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, and is now up to Hamas to agree to it, as senior U.S. administration officials said over the weekend, a day before talks to reach an agreement were to resume in Egypt. International mediators have been working for weeks to broker a deal to pause the fighting before the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins around March 10th. A deal would likely allow aid to reach hundreds of thousands of desperate Palestinians in northern Gaza who aid officials worry are under threat of famine. The Israelis have more or less accepted the proposal, which includes the six-week ceasefire as well as the release by Hamas of hostages considered vulnerable, which includes the sick, the wounded, the elderly, and women, said the official. And finally, in entertainment news, Dune Part 2 brings Spice power to the box office with $82 million debut. Movie theaters were looking for a savior, and Dune Part 2 is delivering on the promise to the Associated Press. That made the top five movies over the weekend. Number one, Dune Part 2 with $82 million. Number two, Bob Marley One Love with $7 million. Number three, Ordinary Angels with $4 million. Number four, Madam Web with $3 million. And number five, The Chosen Season 4 with $3 million. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my vocal words I choose to live by. Enjoy. Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Ready to feel empowered and move to the next level in your life? It begins with staying plugged into the source. If you're connected to the Creator and all that He has available for you, then you will remain fired up and charged for every challenging situation that comes your way. Do not stay off the charger too long. You'll need that energy to stay motivated and keep going. Have a great Monday. Miley Cyrus is our Artist of the Week this week. Here is her single, Doctor, featuring Pharrell Williams, but here's the conversation that he needs.
I could be your doctor, and I could be your nurse. I think I see the problem. It's only gonna get worse. I'm in that medication. Just show me where it hurts. I need you rocking, baby.
For the debut of Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts here on Conversations with Daily News. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd of a Positive 365 Positive Thoughts. Practice daily affirmations to change self-talk and boost self-esteem. Daily affirmations are more than words. They are powerful tools for reshaping inner dialogue and cultivating a strong sense of self-worth. To implement this, start each day with a positive statement about yourself. These affirmations should focus on strength, accomplishment, and potential. Consequently, reinforcing these beliefs can gradually replace self-doubt with self-confidence.
Dr. Teresa A. Smith is a professional counselor, author, and worldwide media influencer, sharing positive words of encouragement to help improve your everyday life.
We are part of my conversation coming up with lifestyle expert Ariel Hickson in today's News You Can Use. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your News You Can Use. Lifestyle expert Ariel Hickson, join me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to share some tips that you guys can be able to use for this spring. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Ariel, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is an exciting time for a lot of people, Ariel, as the weather is hopefully changing and things are lightening up a little bit. What are your top spring wellness routine tips you have for our audience for this year?
Well, at the core of every wellness routine is personal hygiene, and this includes oral care. So whether you're looking to better protect against cavities or address your gum health, Crest has a solution for you. A quick reality checkup is that many people don't know exactly what it comes to their oral care about that grimy coating that forms on their teeth throughout the day. That's actually cavity-causing bacteria, and if you're dealing with bleeding gums, that's a sign of a bacterial infection. It's important to know that not all toothpaste are created equal, and choosing the right one is everything. While most stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health antibacterial fluoride protects teeth for up to 12 hours, and Crest Gum Detoxify is clinically proven to work below the gum line to heal gums and help stop gum bleeding. These two materials are both available at Crest.com and retailers nationwide.
You know, Ariel, that is a really good tip, and it's something for the entire family to be able to think about, so thank you for that. It's one of the things we don't always consider. Now, I'm getting ready for some travel this month. I know a lot of our audience may be thinking about traveling as well. Can you share some tips when it comes to how to make the most of our spring travel plans?
Well, my number one tip is to strive for savings. People everywhere are planning trips to escape the cold and go on a much-needed yet cost-effective getaway, and that's why RetailMeNot is excited to announce the return of its Spring Savecation Savings event from March 4th to 10th to help shoppers save money on upcoming vacations. From hotels, flights, fashion, accessories, car rentals, and beyond, from brands like Expedia, Booking.com, Nike, IHG, Target, and more.
Cyrus Webb, Conversation for Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversation for Daily News. For better to come tomorrow, more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, Musical Artist of the Week, Miley Cyrus and Pharrell. We have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.